2017.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And we
2017,
are,
man.
Yeah. Mm. We are an acquired taste podcast. I'm Bethany. Kathleen is over here.
Hi.
Sam is over there.
There I am.
And I have a couple of housekeeping things that I want to bring up with you guys.
Okay.
First of all,
housekeeping's always good to do in the beginning of the new year.
Yes.
Housekeeping.
I gutted my apartment and like cleaned the dickens out of it. It looks like a show apartment right now. I'm so excited Ooh. About it.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, it's the best. It will stay like that for another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. First of all, Happy New Year. Thanks to everyone who's still listening to this hot mess. We appreciate you and love you very much.
Yay, thanks for having fun with us in 2016.
Yay. I want to give a shout out to our listener, Alicia Lee. She sent us presents, you guys.
No, she did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, she did.
Alicia.
So, she says, hope you had a wonderful holiday. My name is Alicia. I recently opened an online boutique called Nowhere Anywhere. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I wanted to send you guys a few items. So she sent Kathleen this.
What is this? She said, oh my God, it says Paris on it.
She said it is a Paris candle. So Kathleen can dream about the perfect Parisian vacation.
Oh, it does smell like Paris, like lilacs and French lovers.
And French
lovers.
Oh my
lovers. God, I smell it from here. That's excellent.
Right? It smells so good.
That is so nice.
Oh my goodness,
Sam,
thank you.
I got a box.
For you. You got a box.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It is a water bottle, she said, to keep hydrated during
I
yoga.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. And then she sent me coffee scrub so that I can enjoy coffee even in the shower, which is so nice. So thank you
amazing.
So much, Alicia. That was super nice of you.
Guys, I can't open this and I'm going to rip my fingers apart because I must.
Do you want me to open it?
So it's nowhereanywhere.com.
Okay. Oh, that's easy.
Got it.
Nowhereanywhere.com.
And on Instagram, nowhere underscore anywhere.
Okay, cool. Sam is still working on the box.
God, what is it?
I want to see this water bottle of yours. Are you doing a yoga challenge for 2017?
A what challenge?
A yoga challenge. Usually you start off your year with a yoga challenge.
Oh, yeah. You know, my yoga challenge.
Guga challenge.
I was like, who's this Guga we speak
of? What's a Guga challenge? That sounds
a Guga
fun.
Let's make that one up.
I want one.
You eat macaroni and cheese every single day.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's
I
the whole challenge.
I can get down on that. And then you try not to spend half the rest of your day on the toilet.
And you recite a haiku.
Guga challenge.
Nice. Okay. This.
Oh my gosh. The
guys.
Guga challenge is not.
Guga challenge
just opening
is
opening
your water bottle. Okay.
You can do it.
Kathleen's got it.
So are you doing a yoga challenge, Sam?
Not. I mean, they have one. The studio I go to has one every November and then in the early summer. So there is one right now, but I think I can. Holy crap!
How chic is
that?
It's
beautiful.
So chic.
That's the chicest water bottle I've ever seen.
Girl, I love it. It's ergonomically shaped to be comfortable
it's
in my
like
hand.
It's like a thin flask. It looks like a large flask.
That's
but
what
it's
I'm probably
going
to use it for, though. Let's be honest.
That's
now.
So cool. Fits in a purse really nicely.
And it has a black top or a white top.
Oh my gosh!
I love this. I don't know. My yoga challenge is to. Do it more moderately because I do it way too much and then I hurt myself. So I don't do it for a month.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah.
So just do it in more of a human pace,
okay.
Like every other day or whatever.
So not like two classes a day,
that?
Like sometimes you do.
Not
I'm
anymore.
The same way with rosé. So I totally.
So you gotta calm down.
I understand where you're
coming
from.
You gotta calm down with them bottles. And if you don't, I have a bottle now that you can put your rosé in.
We still have Franzia on tap in the fridge, guys.
Nice. Yes, that was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I'm not classy enough if that was like one of the best wines I've ever had.
No, it's delicious. You know what that Franzia would be really good with? If we got a slushy machine and then put the Franzia in the slushy machine.
That's a great idea. Sort of like the woman who put a bottle of wine inside the water reservoir of her fridge.
Yes! That was a great story
very,
from
very
2016.
Smart. Okay, so that housekeeping done. Thank you, Alicia. You
Thank
are fabulous.
You.
Second piece of housekeeping. Sam, please update us on your septum ring situation. Mm. Did you find it?
It still may or may not be a part of my colon, which is kind of fun because that means my colon could be pierced, which makes me the baddest ass ever.
Yeah.
Or makes you on your way to die.
It's true, but like a cool death. Like go out in a blaze, like join the 27 club.
I went to go text somebody today, samesies, and it auto-corrected to Sam died.
Oh my God!
No!
Isn't that awful?
What?
Is my phone predicting like what's happening with your septum ring inside
oh
of your body
God!
Right now?
Whoa!
How awful is that?
Oh my God, can we make another episode planning our own funerals? But
yep.
Like, okay, good, because now it's homework. It's not just for fun. This could be serious.
Yeah, just FYI, just in case.
I have to make it at least one more week so that I can plan my funeral and you guys can make sure it happens accordingly.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, outline.
God. Anyway, so Septum, I was excited about it 40 seconds ago. Now I'm a little skeptical. Don't know where it is. But William, the boyf who made me swallow it, felt badly about it, so he got me another gold one.
It's very pretty.
Isn't it pretty?
Really pretty.
It's dainty. And he said it's a circle. Like, this one has a gem that closes it off. He goes, yeah. So you can't swallow it.
There you go.
It's
like
really pretty,
one.
And it matches
Thanks.
Your lipstick. It's like a dark purple gem.
Right?
With your lipstick looks very pretty.
Thanks very much. I forget the name of the site offhand, but I'll post a picture of the septum ring if anyone's looking for just, it has fun body jewelry.
Yeah.
You need your septum pierced.
You know you have a good boyfriend when he wants to keep you from injuring yourself during wild sex by a septum ring that closes all the way.
Usually guys don't want to keep you from swallowing things. So
I know.
Think that's really nice of him.
Experience
so
anyway.
Samantha, so filthy, dirty girl.
Taffet. Let's move on to the next taffet.
How are you guys' New Year's?
It
Did you guys
good.
Do things?
Yeah, I mean, just went out, had some champagne with some friends. What about you guys?
Hung out with some friends.
I mean, you had an Instagram pic of a gorgeous guy, Bethany. So I'm not, you're going to casually say you hung out with some friends, but you had like the hottest guy ever on your Instagram.
I did.
It looks like a Ken doll.
It is my dear, dear friend, Jeremy, who this human being, you guys know him. He is like the best human being in the world. And we do not date. We tried dating. It didn't work out very well. So now we are just like solid friends and we love each other very much.
Aww.
And so it was really good. And all of his friends are incredible as well. And so anytime I need to roll deep, I'm like, Jeremy, bring people. And then he brings people and then they're my friends too.
Oh, that's so
it's
funny.
It's like built-in friends.
I mean, if you guys ever procreated, it would be a superhuman.
Oh my God. You would keep the Aryan race alive, though.
We
like,
do
you're
look
both so blonde and so fair.
Nordic
skin.
Good looks.
If you go on my Instagram, Ms. Bethany Watson, there's a picture from New Year's Eve of the two of us.
Try
Scandinavian
not to swoon.
Intelligence.
I dare ya.
What about you, Sam? What'd you do?
I had dinner with my parents and family friends. And have you ever? Okay, I was meeting a family friend. She's my mom's friend, but I've known her most of my life. I was meeting her new boyfriend. She's been divorced twice and has had two long-term relationships since. A couple of those men have been very sketchy characters. So I'm like, oh, damn it. I've got to meet a new person on my New Year's Eve and he's going to suck and I'm going to have to sit next to him. He was delightful.
Really?
He was better than anyone else at the table.
That's awesome.
He was so nice. I saw him and once he recognized that we were the people they were waiting to have dinner with, he came up with open arms to me and gave me a hug. I'm like, usually I'm the one hugging a man, making him feel real awkward.
Yeah.
That was nice. It was lovely. And then pajamas by 1 a.m. What's the problem with that? It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's ideal.
Yes. What did you do, Kathleen? I saw an adorable picture on your Instagram. You boomeranged you and the hubby cheersing and kissing.
Yeah. We were just at a friend's house party and it was just nice just to be surrounded by people you know and you love and people who are friendly. No pressure. No uns.
Yeah.
But a lot of Mariah Carey gasping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. Was that boomerang as fraught as the picture of you and your husband in front of the Eiffel Tower? Like, was it a fighting picture?
No, that one was actually good. It did take like 3 attempts because when you're trying to like drink and cheers and hold a camera at arm's length distance, it's a little bit of a coordination issue. But no, that one we were happy through.
A lot of like choreography involved.
Yeah, there
in
was.
It.
5, 6, 7, 8, and cheers. Cheers and kiss and wink and like.
That's what it was. I know, okay, but good. I'm kind of glad New Year's is done, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
So this brings up the topic that I texted you guys about last night because who's calling you, Kathleen? Do you need to get it?
No, I know. I don't even know this person.
Should I answer?
I don't answer if I don't know who the number is.
Yeah, but I'm answering.
No.
Damn it.
Don't answer. It's probably a guy who wants to kill me.
Or have sex with you.
Or me. Sam dies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my topic that I wanted you guys to come in prepared for is because I had like multiple people at the end of last year say to me, these are people who don't necessarily know me terribly well, say to me, like, I hope you find more confidence in the new year. Like, these are people who I respect but didn't realize that I was putting that out there.
They would shake your hand, look you in the eye, and say, hey, I hope you find more confidence.
Well, like,
in the
one
new
of
year?
Them was one of them was one of our interns, and she wrote me like
what?
This beautiful but it's totally freaking true. She wrote me this beautiful card and was like, you're amazing and strong, and I'm such a so grateful that to have met you and worked with you, and I hope that you find the confidence to pursue everything you want, whatever, right?
Okay.
So
that's a lovely way of
Yeah. So it made me think, if you have a hard time making your dreams come true because you don't necessarily, for whatever reason, like know how to make them come true, or feel like you can fake it till you make it, or feel like you don't deserve them, or whatever. I want us to Sasha Fierce this stuff. I want everyone to come up with an alter ego that you are going to use for this year and slip into whenever you feel like you need to make something happen, but you don't have the confidence to do it.
Unapologetically so.
Yes. So,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything after you said slip into. My 12-year-old mind was like,
she just crossed her legs.
Sorry, I meant insert yourself into.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I asked you guys to come up with your alter egos, and it sounds so cheesy, but it's so much fun.
I love this idea.
It's empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you listen, I want you to come up with your own and then tweet it to us.
Yes.
So I wanted you to come up with, like, their name.
Okay.
And, like, aspects of them.
Like, so, like, one for us. Like,
yeah,
for each
like
of
your
us.
Own. Okay. Yeah, like your own.
I get it.
Okay. So, okay. Kathleen, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first, or do you
no.
want to go have Sam go first?
I'll go.
Okay, go.
I think my alter ego's name is Kitty Saint Laurent.
That's why I was cracking up when you got the candle. I'm like, it would be French.
She's definitely French.
Yeah.
And she's inspired by Grace Kelly in the movie How to Catch a Thief.
Okay.
Because Grace Kelly's character in that movie is just so badass, and she's one step ahead of her guy, and she knows everything, and nothing's going to get by her. And she's also beautiful and graceful, and you would never suspect her of being able to, commit any sort of crime.
Yeah.
So, and also my alter ego is a spy.
Oh, yes, perfect.
I love it.
That's awesome.
You sneaky little
Kitty
devil.
Kitty Saint-Laurent is a spy, and she lives along the French Riviera.
This is fabulous.
Her heels are always fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I love that.
Her hair is always coiffed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does she drink if she has a cocktail? Or does she not drink?
You know, she pretends that she's not drinking because she's like, oh, I'm not a party girl. Like, I'm just a girl who wants to drink an espresso and be left alone. But really, she's casing the joints.
She looks dead into the camera, winks, and takes another sip of that caffeine drink.
Really is in her coffee cup is like probably a nice Bordeaux.
Yeah, perfect. I love that.
That is so cute.
What about you, Sam?
Sam.
Mine also based off of a character, kind of. My alter ego name will be Samantha Will L. Jackson.
Wait, say that again.
Samantha Will L. Jackson.
Samantha Will L.
Oh my God, I'm changing you on my phone.
Okay.
My catchphrase, because we have a lot of different kinds of personalities in and out of here, is I've had it with these fakes on this plane.
Oh my God. That's Samantha Will L. Jackson.
That is amazing.
I love that.
Basically, I can rock a turtleneck and a kangaroo hat.
Mm. Yes, you can.
That's all I aspire to be.
That's wonderful.
He's so badass. I love you. Never Wait. Are mad at him when you see interviews of him calling the interviewer out on something. At first, you're like, oh, damn, relax, Sam. And then he goes on and it's like, oh, he's completely right.
When you said he's so badass, I thought you were speaking about Samantha Will L. Jackson instead of Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a merge. I like to be everything I'm complimenting.
And I was like, wow, your alter ego is a male? You are progressive.
Good for you. Identifies as male.
Yeah. I could have left Samuel, but he's taken that one already. So.
What's the name of Lady Gaga's male alter ego?
Oh, the really Italian guy?
Oh my goodness.
Shoot, I don't remember.
It
Tom
was like...
Bob.
It's something really 101.
Tony.
Maybe.
Tony... Sam, do a Google search.
Do a Google search.
Because she was pretty badass, and I think it was the MTV...
was it the VMAs?
VMAs, or VMAs, where she performed as herself as a male, and it was so stunning. I remember what she was wearing. She looked like maybe part of the...
Joe Calderone.
Yes, Joe Calderone.
Joe Calderone.
In that white t-shirt, in those jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks so dirty.
Look at that, with his bound breasts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, when we first heard the story about, like, Sasha Fierce and that came out, I thought that it was so cheesy. But, man, like...
It gets it done!
It gets it done!
It gets it done! I think that's wonderful. We all have layers.
Yeah,
we are all trifles or onions or cakes or whatever you want to see.
Yeah.
Let one of your layers shine harder than the others at some points. And if you want to give it another name because that helps bring it out, Yeah. Do it.
I mean, just imagine walking down the street as yourself. Okay, there's a certain walk, a certain pace. Okay. Now, imagine yourself walking down the street as your alter ego.
As Samuel...
Samantha L. Jackson.
Infinitely more glamorous. Infinitely.
I'm always wearing turtlenecks and blazers.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know, Bethany, what's yours?
Okay, I'm so excited about mine because I love her so, so much. Her name is Buffy Witherspoon. And I did not realize until afterward that she has the same initials I do, which is very convenient in case Buffy needs to monogram something.
Yeah,
I can also use it. She wears reading glasses, but they are fake. She is always stomp strutting like she's wearing high heels, even when she's wearing flats.
Mm-hmm.
Her drink is bourbon on the rocks with a splash of lemon.
Ooh.
Nice. She is very business savvy, and she could make her own like business contracts and like negotiate. She just doesn't want to because she doesn't have the time.
I like that.
She only stays at Kimpton Hotels.
I love Kimpton Hotels.
I do too.
Because they're animal friendly, many of them.
They're wonderful.
Bring your dogs.
Yeah, Kimptons are the best.
Yeah.
She always carries her passport in case of emergency trip. Nice. She has a lover in every major city in the world except Dubai because she recently broke up with that prince. She has managed to keep an orchid alive for 3 years.
That's incredible.
I know. Now I think she's fake. That's amazing.
She once wore a fascinator to a dinner party and no one gave her a strange look.
Wow.
Yeah. And she does not lack confidence in her abilities at all. She is truly convinced she will learn anything she needs to after the fact, and this has gotten her very far.
That
is Buffy Witherspoon.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I want to be friends with her.
She's right? Amazing.
Can the three of us have a tea party as our alter egos?
Absolutely.
Do you need help getting into character, Bethany?
Yes.
Oh, here's some glasses.
I've got some fake reading glasses.
Ooh,
on hand.
I like those Lucite glasses.
Oh, Lucite. No. They're making your baby blues pop.
Are they?
Yeah.
In a good way, not in an appalling,
way.
Like, catch them, grotesque
they
way.
They don't look like they're bleeding like a horror movie. No,
thanks,
not
man.
In that way.
I think I'm going to go home and just for 1 week be my alter ego nonstop.
But that's like the
point.
I'd love
to see Neil with her.
I just, excuse me, husband, I am no longer myself. Mm-hmm. You will now refer to me as Kitty Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. So Miss Saint Laurent to you. Mm-hmm. We are still strangers.
I feel like Kitty Saint Laurent has a black bobbed wig in her possession.
Ooh.
That she pulls out a lot.
Absolutely. And she'll drive your getaway car too.
Totally.
Like without even flinching.
Totally.
I like this very much.
Yeah, but this is the goal, is like to the point where at some point, hopefully the boundaries blur a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially
like
for
this.
You, Kathleen, as you become a spy, an international spy.
And somehow French.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow French. I mean, man, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Didn't at some point Beyonce become Sasha Fierce?
Probably every time she steps on stage and grinds on
God.
A flame.
Oh.
Just flames. Pyroing all over the place, and she's grinding, and her hair never catches fire.
There's this meme of Beyonce in sort of a nude leotard doing the stomp walk, like you said, your alter ego does, Buffy Witherspoon.
Yeah,
the stomp walk, walk, and she just looks so good. Her legs are coming up like no human leg should ever come up when doing a regular walking gait, and she's just like she's owning it, man. She's sparkly.
She's sparkly. That's my favorite way to describe someone now.
Totally.
How were they? Damn, they were sparkly.
Yeah.
But
it's just because she has permission to do it.
Yeah.
So do you.
From
and
Sasha.
She gave herself permission.
Exactly.
We all have the permission inside of us.
Do it.
I'll be some badass bitches.
So we want to hear what your alter ego is and how they're going to get stuff done for you in the new year. Because this is your goddamn year. Because last year sucked.
Yeah.
So tweet us. Let us know. We're at Acquired Podcast. Podcast.
We're all podcases. We really.
We all have marbles in our mouth today.
At Acquired Podcast on Twitter. Let us know. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I was just finding it funny. Kathleen was asking me this morning. She's like, did you come up with your alter ego? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you love it? I'm like, I'll answer that on the podcast because the answer is so hard yes that I'm depressed that I can't be Samantha L. Jackson all the time.
You can.
You can.
I'm changing my phone right now to Samantha L. Jackson.
I need to practice saying that.
Right? It took me a while to.
Yeah.
Samantha L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's like amazing.
I really need to go out and get a kangaroo hat and a blazer because I'm already wearing a turtleneck today.
I really think that my wardrobe would improve if I went shopping as my alter ego.
Yes.
Right?
Your credit, however.
Yeah, exactly. So
we can't have it all.
Would she wear this on the French Riviera? I mean, okay, so it's based on... Have you guys ever seen the movie How to Catch a Thief?
No.
Oh, it's Cary Grant and Grace Kelly. And it's on Netflix right now, so you can watch it. And it is... It's an old movie. I think it was filmed in the 50s. And it takes place in the French Riviera. And it is so spectacular. If you old movies are not your thing, I understand. But give this one a try because it is sharp.
And we'll better understand Kathleen's other half.
Yeah, I mean, men just don't wear ascots like they used to.
I say that all the time.
Polka dot ascots.
Can men just please dress up like a double R Ralph Lauren store moving forward?
Every day.
Double RL. Every mannequin in there, every guy who works there...
is more attractive to me than any other man. The mannequin.
Do you know, it's so funny. Whenever you talk to a guy, you're like, oh, hey, where do you shop? What are your favorite places? They always say, without a doubt, Express.
Like, it's the go-to.
It's always the go-to,
it's there,
right?
Forever 21.
What is the appeal of Express that like guys always love shopping there?
I think it's because it's easy and like comfortable and... guaranteed quote unquote cool.
Yeah.
You know, like
what's ours? Is it Forever 21? What's ours? Cozy, easy, and sharp. Is it like an H&M Forever 21 kind of thing?
That's a really good question.
We have more options, thus they have easier options. Because they have a go-to.
I think because we have more options, it's different for every woman. Like Kathleen, yours is J. Crew, probably
always
question.
J. Crew, yeah.
I don't even know what mine is.
Me either.
I think that's tough.
Gypsy Warrior?
Gypsy Warrior for me.
They're
yeah,
funky.
That's a good one.
I don't have one anymore. All of my clothing is now furniture.
Really?
That's what I spend all my money on. Got a new accent chair last week.
Yay! Is it the pink one that was in your Instagram?
Yeah, I took it out of the box and my dog thought it was so great looking that he sat on it before it was on the ground. Like,
that
I
dog.
Took it out and started squatting to put it down and he was on it.
Aww.
And wouldn't leave it alone.
My dog needs to learn some manners.
He really is something else, that son of a gun.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get off
it. Oh, very cool. I love this.
Thanks. It reminds me of Blue's Clues. Steve's couch.
Totally.
It kind of looks like the big red chair.
Head over to Sam's Instagram. It's at Sam N Radio, and there's a picture of her with the chair with this cute dog.
It's a really
cozy
dog.
Way, I have a friend who's friends with Steve from Blue's Clues.
What?
He has the chair. Steve has the chair. The chair in his house.
No way.
Yeah.
How close of friends are you with this person?
Close. Very close.
We'll discuss something after the podcast.
So you guys know the Moth Radio Hour?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so Steve from Blue's Clues did a moth like a couple years ago, and he tells a really funny story about having sex in the Blue's Clues chair.
Whoa!
Or like a woman who wanted to have sex in the Blue's Clues chair.
No way.
Yeah.
I love the moth.
It's incredible.
Yeah, if you guys should check it out. I think it's just themoth.com.
Yeah.
It's on NPR, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's just storytelling. It's people telling true stories without notes.
I need to check this out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really good. It's
so
great.
So smiley right
now. I want to give a couple of podcast shout outs of just like podcasts that I've been listening to lately.
Yeah.
First of all.
Let's hear them.
I officially changed Sam to Samantha L. Jackson on my phone.
Samantha L. Jackson. Amazing.
I just started listening to... My Favorite Murder on iTunes, and I love these women so much.
What is it?
It's these two women who are fabulous. They're out of LA, and they just tell each other about their favorite murders of the week. It's like true crime if you're into true crime.
Yeah,
I get that right now.
But they're wonderful and very funny and very forward thinking. If you are easily offended, probably not your podcast. But their names are Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. They're awesome and just dope chicks. So I've been listening to that a lot lately. And I've also been listening to Last Podcast on the Left, which I've been talking about, but I love those guys too.
Man, I just love podcasts.
I know.
Can
they're
we
awesome.
Do one more thing?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
this is making me think of, because I'm like, oh, I wanted to add more podcasts to my 2017. Aside from our alter egos, what's one element you would like to add to the version of yourself you're most used to right now? The one sitting in this room right now.
Wait, say that again.
Okay. So what is one thing you want to add, not to your French, but to your American?
Like, oh, okay.
What's one thing Not a resolution. That's different. But something you want to add about your character or sharpen. Okay. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, I understand.
It makes more sense in my head than my words right now.
So maybe take a characteristic from your alter ego and then tack it onto your real life person?
Yeah, one thing. You're like, oh, there's so many things I want to do with this alter ego of mine. But what is the most prevalent thing that you're like, you know what? I would love for that to leak over in 24/7, no matter which of me I'm being, is I guess what I'm saying.
Thicker skin.
Thicker skin.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Okay. Let stuff roll off or like it does not, don't even give it the time of day of irritation.
Duck feathers everywhere.
I like that.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to dress better. Like I want to be prepared every morning with what I'm going to wear. Because that for me is a direct straight line to feeling amazing and getting stuff done.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah, it's a powerhouse for you.
It sets the day into motion when you're prepared.
Yeah, totally. What about you, Sam?
Following through. I think following through. And I just thought of it right now because I thought, oh, I wanted to listen to more podcasts last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So why not? Why the hell not? If I'm going to do something enough to say it, just follow through.
Yeah.
Listen to some more damn podcasts.
Yeah, it's easy.
UL Jackson.
Samantha UL Jackson.
Do you know, I essentially have my whole house wired for podcast listening at all times. So I've said before, I live in a really small apartment, but we have an Amazon Alexa. Mm-hmm. And now for Christmas, I got the Amazon Tap.
Yeah.
So it's essentially just like a smaller, less complicated version of Alexa. So now I can just go from room to room and just play whatever I'm listening to.
That's awesome.
I love that.
At the voice command.
Wow. You fancy. Yeah. I love that.
I love it. I'm addicted to technology.
We had somebody on the big show this morning text us that he got an Amazon Echo and Alexa for Christmas, and it automatically ordered 50 more Echoes from Amazon.
Ooh,
I don't know if that was a joke or not, but I love the idea that technology is like, I'm going to order more of me.
My husband, Neil, I came home one day from being out, and he's like, hey, watch this. Alexa, turn the Christmas tree on. And the tree went freaking on.
Yeah, Alexa.
No. He programmed Alexa to turn the tree on and off.
Does not compute.
Yeah, but then one day Alexa's going to be like, opening knife drawer.
Yeah.
Pulling out knife.
Alexa, stop pulling out the knife.
I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
When technology takes over.
And then you're featured on My Favorite Murder because you got killed by Alexa.
Well, it's all good. It's all good then.
Yeah, it's all good. Is this about me, guys? Sam dies.
Samesies equals Sam died.
Sam dies.
Oh, God. All right, you guys, what did you learn this week? We're back in 2017. We're like kicking it hard.
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Don't shake out of your regular routine or try not to. I went to my parents' house, so I didn't have all my facial serums or my lotions. And I noticed today I've been scratching my arms a lot more because they must be drier and my makeup did not apply evenly because I think the texture of my skin is different.
Oof.
So something 101.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Bring your lotion out with you on vacation. Just travel size it.
You and I are cut from the same cloth. Because when I was 14 once, I went on vacation without my caboodle. I got to my destination and had a meltdown.
God. I forgot about caboodle.
Caboodle. I was like, oh my God, all of my lip smackers, what am I going to do?
You are not alone.
I don't being like away from my products. I have to be with them at all times.
Oh my God, caboodles.
Yay.
I never had one because I was poor, but the girls who had them were so cool. Those things were amazing.
They were so large. They held all of my Noxzemas.
Noxzema! Didn't you have to stop using that?
I had to stop using it because my father got into the tub one day and slipped. It like puts a coat on everything.
Oh God, was that tub's complexion flawless?
Yes, it was.
That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
What did you guys learn this week?
What'd you learn, Kathleen?
I learned that I'm really enjoying the book Big Little Lies, and a lot of people resolve to read more books in the year 2017. And so this one's by Leanne Moriarty, and the title is Big Little Lies, and it's going to be a series on HBO next month with some really big names behind it. Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley.
My cousin, Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, you're Buffy's cousin, Reese Witherspoon. And it's filmed in this little town, Pacific Grove in Monterey. And I have family that live there and I've spent a lot of time there. So I'm really excited to see the series. And the book is really fabulous. So if you're looking for a good read right now,
wonderful.
Very light and funny.
That's
light
awesome.
Yes.
Funny. I love that.
What about
okay,
you,
cool.
Bethany?
I learned that I am just a sheep. When it comes to advertising, if you tell me something, I will totally believe it.
Yeah.
And then I will buy it.
Yes.
And I think it's just all about accepting who you are, right?
How many slap chops did you buy this week?
Is it all from Instagram?
Slap chop. Slap chop. No, I went into, I'm going to hide my hands for a second. I went into the Alex and Ani store yesterday to buy our friend Danielle a bracelet because her beloved cat, George the cat, passed away over the holidays. And so Alex and Ani has this really beautiful bracelet with a kitten on it I wanted to get for her. And so, you know, in Alex and Ani, they have all of these giant, giant, high quality photographs of like women's hands with a million things dangling off the fingers, like holding the million chains hanging around the neck. And this morning, I put on every Alex and Ani
ring. Oh my God, I love it.
I have in my collection, including a couple of like knuckle rings and other. And I feel like a hippie warrior goddess today.
Your hands look amazing.
You are set. You are such a fashion gypsy.
All because Alex and Ani got into my head yesterday. And this is not an ad. They didn't pay for this.
Oh my gosh.
If you don't go to a speakeasy today and have a drink with all of your rings, that would be a damn shame.
In a tiny little glass shaped after Kate Moss's breast.
Yeah.
What's that glass called? It's like a champagne.
Just like a little champagne tumbler type thing. Yeah.
Champagne tumbler. Can we just call it Kate Moss's breast?
Kate Moss's breast tumbler.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Cocktails are always better when drunk out of Kate Moss's breasts.
Exactly. That's going to be on our t-shirt.
God.
Thank you so much for listening. Happy 2017 to you. Again, we want to hear what your alter ego's name is. Mostly I want to hear the names because I think that's the best part.
Yeah.
Then everything comes after the name. So tweet us at Acquired Podcast. We're on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Where else are we?
Snapchat.
We're also on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. And we're on Snapchat at Acquired Podcast.
You can email us or find us at the diner if you just yell our names. Really
we should
loud.
Like make a website or something to make this easier, yeah. Shouldn't we?
We should. Should we do that?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, stand by.
I
love how we're like, should we do that? And Bethany and I both look at Kathleen. We're like should we do that? Should that be a group effort? Kathleen doesn't, we'll write our name on it.
We should do it. Yeah. I can do it.
Yay, we're going to do it.
Stand by.
College group project where Kathleen does all the work.
Yay. I like control anyway.
Thank you, Kitty.
Meow.